Our Father and our God, we bless you for this day. We honor your name for the blessing of this beautiful day. We worship you, for you are God, you are God, you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are God and you are God alone. For there is none like unto thee, O God. For you are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your greatness, for your mercy over us, for your love, O God. We worship you. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for your mercy, for the grace that you have given unto us. Thank you for the life that you have given to us. Thank you for the blessings of the day. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say, Father, you are the Lord and there is none compared unto you. We say, Father, you are God and you are God forevermore. We bless you. We honor you, O Lord. Glory be to your name. And Father, we are before you, O Lord. We ask that your mercy will be upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for this day, and I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, this day I embrace supernatural favor. I embrace supernatural favor in difficult situation, in hard places. Favor begins to work for me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, favor becomes my daily experience. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the daily supply of favorable things by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cast down every imagination, every thought, either emanating from me or towards me, that want to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. I bring you under subjection in the name of Jesus. Every evil that is set into this day, you will not manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, as I go forth today, I show forth the praise of him. I show forth the glory of the Lord. I show forth the praise of him who has shown mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I rise above the storms of life. I rise above the storms of the day. In the name of Jesus, I press into the divine grace that is available unto me today. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, by my God, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, I have access to the blessings of the day. I have access to the provision of this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I call forth angelic activities on my behalf. For he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I enjoy angelic assistance today in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord, I stand on it. I reject sickness. I reject pains in my body in the name of Jesus. Everything that is not planted by God in this day, you are rooted out. In the name of Jesus, today I embrace favor. I embrace God's mercy in the name of Jesus. For surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord are my companion. They follow me today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand before the Lord. I receive fresh anointing for the day. I receive fresh unction from his presence in the name of Jesus. I speak peace over my life. I speak peace over my household in the name of Jesus. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me this day, you will not prosper. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. I declare the word of the Lord. When the enemy will come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them. Every gathering that is not of God, every coming together that is not of God concerning my life, you are scattered in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I am secured by the blood of Jesus. My life is in the hand of the Lord. Nothing broken, nothing taken, nothing dies in my hand, for I am secured in his name. In the name of Jesus, for the scripture says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and we are saved. I stand on the righteousness of Christ. I hide under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. As I journey around, I am secured by his mercy. I am secured by his favor in the name of Jesus. This day, I walk in new levels of grace and favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, favor becomes my influence in the midst of men in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dearly beloved, our anniversary week that we've been announcing is finally here. It's this week, Thursday and Sunday, by the grace of God. Thursday, 20th of August, and Sunday, 23rd. Of August, by the grace of God. On Thursday is going to be by 12 noon, and on Sunday by 2 p.m. by the grace of God. I want to invite you to come. Let us come together. Let us worship before the Lord. Let us come and sharpen our edge. Let us come together and reset, rekindle his fire upon our altar. Let us come together and rediscover the purpose of God for your life for this season. Let us come and let us receive mercy from his presence. I would like to see you on Thursday and on Sunday. Thursday by 12 noon, Sunday by 2 p.m. in the afternoon as well. The Lord bless you. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songoelele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning, we are going to be making declarations on the mercy of the Lord. And if the Lord will permit us, maybe tomorrow, we are going to go a little bit further, probably in praying and asking for his mercy upon our life. I want you to read Psalm 51 verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Before we go into making this declaration, I need to tell you some things about the mercy of the Lord. People that knows me knows I talk more about the mercy of the Lord. When you discover the graciousness of God, you speak more about it. The mercy of the Lord. The mercy of God is the ultimate privilege that is extended to us. It is by mercy that he releases his son to come and die for us. Who am I that the Lord of hosts, the Lord God, the owner of all, will think of me and die for me? It is by his mercy. So the mercy of God is the ultimate privilege that is extended to me. The mercy of God, it is the arrangement of God for favorable things towards me. God's arrangements of favorable things towards men, because for us, our days are captured in wickedness. But for the mercy of the Lord, he daily make arrangements of favorable things towards you and towards me. See, let me tell you, dearly beloved, when the mercy of God step into your time, he brings in the pleasure of the King into your season. It doesn't matter what you are putting on or what your experiences have been, what your experience of life has been, or what you are going through presently. When the mercy of God is upon your life, when the mercy of God steps into your season, into your time, it brings you into the pleasure of the King. It is not a matter of qualification. It is not a matter of who you know. But when the mercy of God steps into your time, it brings you to stand in the pleasure of the King. The mercy of the Lord replaces your labor. I said something sometimes ago during one of our programs. I said that when the mercy of the Lord is upon your life, the mercy of God becomes your identity. You do things that generation behind you, before you, have never done before. It becomes what people identify you with. People will no longer identify you by your labor, not by your works, but they look at you and they say, truly, the mercy of God is upon this one. The mercy of God is upon this one. Psalm 102 verse 13, you will arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. I said it before now, that when the mercy of God step into your time, it brings the pleasure of the King into your season. The mercy of God brings the arrangement of favorable things into your time. Mercy bring favorable things into your season. I want you to declare into your life as you go today, I receive the mercy of God for favorable timing in the name of Jesus. Call your name. I, John Oladele, I receive the mercy of God for favorable season, for arrangement of favorable time, favorable things in the name of Jesus. I receive the mercy of God for mighty things, for favorable experience, for mighty occurrence, for favorable occurrences over my life. I receive God's mercy for the manifestations of mighty things beyond the knowledge of man over my life. I receive the mercy of God for manifestation of favorable things over my life. I want you to note this, dearly beloved. Mercy brings the manifestation of God into any situation. It brings the mightiness of God, the graciousness of God into your situation, the possibilities of God into impossible situation, into near death situation, even dead situation. There is a record of a man in the scripture that has been on the sick bed for 38 years. John chapter 5 verse 5, you can read from the beginning. He has been by a certain pool for 38 years and no one was there to help him. I said it before that the mercy of God brings the manifestations of God into your situation. It brings in the possibility of God into impossible situation. That man has been there for 38 years. His situation is hopeless. It's a near-death situation. Even into dead situations, it brings the manifestations of God. It brings the arrangement of favorable things. It brings the presence of God into your impossible situation. Oh, the mercy of the Lord. Speak unto the Lord. I receive the mercy of the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Father, have mercy upon me. Lord, let your mercy be upon me. The blind man Bartimaeus, when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. The first time, the second time, he cried out. Even when people were asking him to keep quiet, the scripture says, and he cried out the more a great deal, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. The scripture says, and Jesus stood still. Mercy. The mercy of God. The mercy of God brings God himself into your situation. He does not consider whatever it is that you have done. You just see God making favorable arrangements in your direction. I receive the mercy of the Lord for favorable timing in the name of Jesus. I receive the mercy of God for manifestations of favorable things over my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare the mercy of the Lord respond over my urgent need in the name of Jesus. I partake, I dine at the feast of his mercy. The mercy of the Lord replace my labor today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I come into alignment with God's mercy. My life comes into alignment with the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want you to declare it upon your life. I am remembered and favored by God's vessel of mercy for me. Yes, David remembered Mephibosheth. David was his vessel of mercy. He was remembered. Pronounce it upon your life. I am remembered and I am favored by God's vessel of mercy for me in the name of Jesus. I wanted to declare, I come in contact with my agent of mercy, with my agent of favor in the name of Jesus. As from today, my life, you come under the administration of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. I begin to enjoy daily arrangement of God's mercy, daily arrangement of favorable things in the name of Jesus. Beloved, let me tell you, the mercy of the Lord is upon those that seek his face, those that are transformed from darkness into light. You want to enjoy the mercy of the Lord. Why don't you trace your step back to the feet of the cross and lay down your life in his presence and become one of those that is going to lavish his mercy upon? What I'm trying to say is, give your life to Jesus for you to enjoy his mercy, for the Lord God to stand still on your behalf and command situation to respond in your favor. Why don't you return yourself over to the Lord Jesus to enjoy everlasting peace? peace that cannot be quantified by anything. Oh, come to him today. The Lord is ready to shower his mercy upon you. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life as you go today that the mercy of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. Your time and season come under the arrangement of God's mercy, comes under the management of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. Your day is aligned with the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, you come in contact with your agent of mercy in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you step out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.